Welcome back to some mind-blowing Reddit stories. I'm Shane, and today's theme is all about gaming, gaming stuff. And joining me are two of the best gamers I've ever met in my life, Ian Heacox and Damien Haas.
I'm both of them.
It's true. I am the guy that won the 1989 Super Nintendo World Championship.
You're that Ian Heacox?
I'm the
wizard?
Of the Heacox 3?
All right. Well, I guess it's all about people who are in sticky situations. It involves gaming or gaming adjacent things.
Okay.
I feel like gaming in my life has been pretty peaceful. I've never had any bad stories. I've never pissed someone off through gaming, I don't think.
I feel like I've broken your mind in Mario Party when we were roommates.
That's true. Okay, yes. Actually, I take it back. There's been times in Mario Party and Super Smash Bros. Where there's a level of respect and understanding, and once the game is done, everything's cool.
Absolutely.
But yes, during Mario Party, when we were roommates, it got brutal. Yeah. It got brutal. Ian?
I used to play shooters online, so there was a lot of rage directed towards me. Probably because I was not good enough.
Well, let's see what kind of idiocy these people have gotten themselves into. Here's our first story. Am I the asshole for proposing to my girlfriend with a video game relic instead of a ring and refusing to buy a ring after?
Right, well, hold on. We got to figure out what kind of relic this is. Could be E.T.
Is this Final Fantasy 14? Because there's some good ways to propose in that one. I've seen it. Let's see.
Oh, okay. My girlfriend and I met in a Skyrim meme page in 2014 and have been together for 6 years.
People say romance is dead.
Take notes, fellas.
Skyrim meme page.
Yeah, man.
That's rough.
Okay. Last week was our anniversary, and I decided I wanted to propose. Since we met via Skyrim, I thought I would propose with the Amulet of Mara, which is the symbol that someone is ready for marriage. She doesn't really wear jewelry or anything and has never shown me a ring she likes when we've talked about marriage, so I thought it'd be sweet to have something that brought us together. I set up this whole picnic with our favorite things, and when I proposed, she looked sad and asked about a ring. I told her I thought the Amulet of Mara was sweet because we met via Skyrim. The other day, she sat me down and said she thought the amulet was very sweet and she liked it, but she wanted to go ring shopping. I told her I had already bought the necklace and I didn't see any reason for a ring since I didn't propose with one. She said she appreciated the sweet gesture, but she really wanted a traditional ring. We got into an argument and it's been tense the last few days.
Okay. Well, I think, like, look, if you're going to keep it within world, like, give her the Amulet of Mara, but also give her, like, 200 pounds of junk that she has to hold on to.
Yeah, a lot of brooms and bowls.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, I know I'm going to need these at some point.
Yeah, and she needs to have a good armor set, you know?
Yeah, like,
at least
sure.
One of the higher up ones.
She's sworn to carry your burdens.
She should call you Jarl, or you call her Jarl.
Right.
Yeah. One of you has to be the house Carl in the relationship. No. Look, I've seen people propose in interesting ways. Like, I've read stories like this where, you know, in Stardew, you have the mermaid amulet. I've seen people, like, get those and be like, I proposed that way and we were on the beach. And, like, I think that's really sweet. But this boils down to a lack of communication with your partner where, like, if you're thinking about marriage, it might be like, oh, that's so funny. I talked about marriage with you, and now those ads are popping up with the algorithm. Look at this ring. Isn't this crazy? Like, you should do a little checking in first.
Yeah, or put out feelers of, like, man, it would be crazy if I proposed with the Amulet of Mara, huh? Or something like that. I don't know. My take on this story is I don't think he was an asshole until she said, hey, that was really sweet, but I'd really like a traditional ring. And he's just like, now he's deciding no, and he's getting in an argument. It should have been like, you're right. I'm sorry. I thought that would be... She's even saying, like, it was sweet and I liked it. I just want to have a ring.
Yeah.
And it's like, at that point, you go, okay, cool. Like, let's do it.
I think they'll both be fine with a little bit of time because at least as it's presented here, I don't think either of them would be the asshole. She's entirely, like, valid for wanting a ring. Like, if you want something a little bit more traditional, that's understandable. But also, when we hear stories about this, it's often like, they didn't put any thought into it, they didn't do whatever. Like, he put in a lot of thought, clearly. It was something meaningful to them. It was a picnic. It was all these things. And so, right now, it's probably less about the ring and more like, oh, my feelings are hurt. Wasn't this enough?
Right.
And then later, he'll be able to actually look at it and be like, oh, I should probably get a ring.
Yeah,
you know?
For sure. No, it's understandable. They met via a Skyrim meme page. I think all of that's fine.
Yeah, it could have been worse. I was like, did she give her like the helmet with horns?
Ooh.
But no. I mean, I think it's a very cute, sweet gesture and very thoughtful. But when she signaled that she would also like a ring, then maybe that's a conversation that you should be open to.
Right.
But also that necklace probably wasn't cheap. Because they probably had it like handmade on Etsy or something like that.
Yeah, for
like
sure.
$200-$300.
Yeah, and if they did have that done, like, you know, there's a world where they could have had a ring stylized after the Amulet of Mara or something like that. But, you know, if they spent thousands of bucks on it, I get it. I would understand the frustration of like, I can't do both. But I also know a lot of couples are like, screw the ring cost. We all know diamonds are inflated artificially anyway. Like, let's do moissanite, which is cheaper, yeah. I think, and sterling silver. And it's right. just a symbol, and it's cheaper. Like, I don't know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It seems more like she just wants the actual, like, physical, like, the traditional thing.
Valid.
And
yeah.
There's not a matter of value or price.
Yeah.
The verdict on Reddit was asshole, and
I think that's
about how he reacted.
Yes.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
I don't think that's about the initial gesture.
He's being one right now, and I hope he's less of one very soon.
Some comments here are like, you're the asshole. She nicely expressed her appreciation for the gesture, but also wants a ring. She was kind and mature about it. If it's a money issue, split the cost of both pieces of jewelry or something, but it's not an insult to want an engagement ring. Someone else said, sorry, you're the asshole. What you did was very thoughtful and sweet, but you became the asshole when you refused to buy her a ring.
I agree.
Any friends and family are honestly going to laugh when they see what her engagement ring is, a prop from a video game. Stuff like that is not timeless. She will not want to wear that in 10, 20 years' time. Please get her a ring. I feel I'm a little like back and forth on that one.
It's already been 10 years' time.
Right.
Skyrim.
I'm a little back keep and forth. Releasing new versions, yeah, you know.
I'm a little back and forth on that because I'm like, if it was meaningful to her and she did want like that amulet of Mara, it's like, then that will be meaningful 30 years from now. Because you're like,
I hear what you're saying.
The meaning
though.
Is just there, but she's saying what would be really, truly meaningful is this. And it's like, if you really want to be married to this person, then you need to acknowledge that and agree on that.
I think he's an asshole for doing like a flat out refusal. I think they need to compromise on cost or whatever it is. And his feelings are hurt. He needs to take time, process, get over that, and not be a jerk about it. And also, like, yeah, if it's like a big-ass amulet, like, that doesn't go with every outfit.
True.
Like, it's kind of nice to just slip on a little thing as opposed
True.
To, like, oh, you've got your medallion again.
That is a
heavy.
Very good point. Yeah. We have an update.
Oh, great.
They're both dead.
Oh, no.
No.
Guys, she died!
The Dark Brotherhood.
I was going to say, she was the Dark Brotherhood.
I'm sorry.
No, we were both there. We were both there.
Dark Mother.
Guys, a jester killed her.
The listener. You should have listened to her. Sorry.
A dragon ate her.
If I had a nickel.
Well, guys, here's an update for you. She's the dragonborn.
Just
kidding. All right. Well, here's an update for you. We got married. Yeah.
She said, I fuss row do.
Whoa.
Right.
Yo. Right. I realized pretty quickly after posting my original post that I was the asshole and my feelings were hurt because I'm an idiot. So we picked out a ring together, and in what we decided, hey, let's just elope. So we both picked out a ring, and now we're married. Thank you to everyone who tried to knock some sense into me. I am very happy with my wife, and I'm glad we both got what we wanted. She also wore the amulet as we got married, but she didn't want me to post any of our actual wedding photos on the internet, so I'm just posting the rings. That's it. We're happy. A ring was bought, and now we're just enjoying nerdy married life. That's
I
the best
that.
Ending.
Wow. A happy ending on Reddit.
Yeah,
you
I know.
See that
it's
very
rare.
Nice,
yeah.
Okay, so we had a happy ending on Reddit there for them. Apparently, he posted the photos of the rings, but he took them off because people were making fun of his wife's hands. So,
is that the problem? Is she a cat person?
Yeah. They could tell years of skooma use.
Yeah.
You know.
So our faith in Reddit was given, and then it was taken away swiftly.
Yep, Reddit always taketh away.
I think that's the lesson here, is like, process your emotions, process them with a friend. Don't be like, I'll show you, and then go to Reddit and expect, like, these people will help me figure it out.
Yeah.
But do, so we keep having content.
Okay. Next story. This is a 21-year-old guy. My girl...
I mean, yeah.
Probably.
Probably.
My girlfriend, who's 23, her obsession with Pokemon is embarrassing me. Let's see how...
I stand by it.
Okay. This comes from relationship advice.
Let him cook.
So my girlfriend loves Pokemon. Sometimes when we go out, she will ask me if it's all right if she checks for some Pokestops on Pokemon Go. When someone we know talks about Pokemon, my girlfriend gets really excited and wants to be friends on Pokemon Go right away. She also has many Pokemon plushies, all of them in our shared bedroom. At first it was cute, but my friends are starting to make fun of me for dating a child. My girlfriend is very mature and an amazing partner, but when I brought it up to how her obsession with Pokemon is embarrassing for her age, she felt insulted and told me her liking and playing Pokemon is no different than me playing League of Legends and Minecraft. Still, my buddies are making fun of us, and I'm afraid she will get hurt once she hears them. What should I do? How can I convince her she should maybe tone it down a little? My friends are visiting us, and I'm sure they will make fun of her once they see all of her plushies. Okay.
Ian, you want to take this one? I need to cool down.
Oh, man. Your friends suck. Stop caring about what other people think about your girlfriend. Because it sounds like he doesn't have an issue with it. He just has an issue with everyone's perception of his girlfriend.
Yeah.
And that somehow reflecting on him.
Right.
Like, liking Pokemon doesn't make you a child.
No.
And he said it so himself. Like, he plays Minecraft and League of Legends, and it's like Minecraft, it's like they're games. Like, Pokemon is games. Like,
these are also games that have been around for over a decade, which means I know so many adults who are like big fans of these games.
Yeah.
We have so many people. I mean, also, in our field, I guess it's just far more normal. Like, I feel like it's almost rare for me to meet people who aren't obsessed with some aspect of pop culture in that way.
And also, like, for him to say, like, oh, she lights up when she hears about somebody else's, like plays Pokemon, it's like, yes, that is called an interest. and you should, like, foster your partner's interests and encourage that.
That makes me so sad, because I forgot about that line specifically of like, oh, she lights up when she gets to talk about it. It's just like, hey, babe, the boys are coming over. Can you stop a major part of your impersonality that gives you joy? I'm worried what they'll say about me. Like, again, I was joking before, but like, 21-year-old guy, he's not confident enough in himself. If you love your partner and your friends are like, and it's not like your partner is hurting you in any way, and your friends are like, I can't believe your partner likes this stuff, you'd be like, oh, actually, you can go fuck yourself because that's the person I love. Like, it doesn't matter what it could be. Barbies, who cares? Like,
yeah.
And like, also, like you said, it's old enough at this point that like, my nephew, who's like the age where, you know, kids finally start getting like joints, you know, they don't just toddle at you, they can like walk up, and sometimes they know language and you're like, oh shit, let's talk. He just got his first ever Pokemon card, and I was so excited to like talk to him about it and share interest and be like, you know what that means? And he's like, it means it's like this. I'm like, that's right, dude, like, that's great. Like, it's so fun, and it's multi-generational. So like, I don't know, that's so sad. He just needs to grow up.
I think also, like, you know, to, I guess, put this in like gaming terms,
please.
He's basically like, if he continues down this path of like trying to prevent his girlfriend from pursuing and expressing her interests, he is speed running resentment. Like,
80%.
Yeah, you're very right.
Like, let's not, you know, kid ourselves here. Like, something like Pokemon, something like Minecraft, you can enjoy at any age. Same with the Disney movies, like, you know, all the Disney princess movies. You can enjoy them at any age. They are made for children initially, but they can be enjoyed by everybody. It's the same across the board with all things like that. Minecraft is no different. So if he's like, oh, it's childish, it's like, great, you better stop playing all video games. It's rated E, get it out of there.
Yeah.
Like,
it's very freeing, and it makes life so much more fun when you don't judge people for the things they like.
Yeah.
And you appreciate that everyone likes different stuff.
Mm-hmm. Do you know how many Chansey plushies I have? My favorite and the best Pokemon?
You have multiple of one plushie?
Two Chansey, one Blissey.
I just say, I don't want to judge people. What did you just say?
Yeah. Oh, are they like, do they make them for like babies though, or are they actual size? Yeah, okay.
It would be fun if you only had Chansey merch. If that's thing you had.
That's true, yeah. Welcome to my apartment.
Like, it's just like,
come on in.
So you really like Chansey, huh?
Awful hard to move with the floor covered in Chanseys. No, I've got Litwick as well, so we're good.
Okay, yeah, then it's cool.
Okay, yeah.
There's some comments here. Top one, get some new friends. OP responded, they are our mutual friends, so she would need to know they make fun of her. I don't want her to know, really, because I know she will get hurt.
Already doesn't sound like they're mutual friends.
Does not sound like they're mutual friends. Other comment we have here is, you should embrace her love for Pokemon since it brings her happiness. If your friends make fun of her, tell them they can leave. A lot of people enjoy things other people find childish, but they shouldn't have to change what they enjoy so other people think they are grown up. Let your girlfriend enjoy what she enjoys as much as she wants to enjoy it. If your friends don't like it, well, fuck them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty straightforward.
And it's like he's looking for incompatibility. Like, I've been on dates before where it's like, you're not into, like, sports and stuff. You're like, oh, you know, I'm not, like, a dude, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not, right. like, a bro. And I'm just like, oh, like, I'm not going to try to change myself. Like, this is already clearly an incompatibility. Mm-hmm. Thank you for your time. Like, all good. But they already both like gaming.
I know.
He could play League while she's playing Pokemon. That's already great. What are you doing?
The cognitive dissonance of playing Minecraft but then thinking that a Pokemon obsession is childish. I'm like, that's confusing.
I'm wondering if it leans more into the plushy aspect of it. Of like him being like, oh, she has toys. Ugh.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know. Yeah. Like I think he's a little bit too concerned about his own image in regards to like his girlfriend.
Yeah. Right.
Maybe it's a matter of like having an honest talk about what is and is not comfortable for like a shared space. Cause like, look, I have no less than 7 Keyblades. I have all sorts of cool, and it's awesome. And I love that you're laughing about how awesome that is. but like, if I lived with a partner and they were like, hey, can we at least move the Devil May Cry swords out of the bedroom? I'd be like, sure. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too much masculine energy.
Yeah. Look, y'all cast me in this video, so I'm just gonna say this is everybody else's fault.
They're sick.
I mean, I think that's cooler than like the generic like katanas.
No, I received that for getting a black belt, but otherwise, no.
Okay.
Never forget.
All right. Well, we have an update. We have an update. So let's see if this guy learns his lesson.
They also died.
They died too.
I decided to post this update because you were all right. I didn't have a girlfriend problem, I had a friend problem. So I had a talk with my girlfriend, like one of the users suggested. I explained to her that I'm not ashamed of her hobby. I just didn't want her to know that what our friends were saying behind her back. She said she doesn't care about their opinion. She's just doing what she's enjoying the most. I apologized to her. She has also agreed to move her Pokemon plushies so they wouldn't take up so much space. Fast forward to today. A few hours ago, our friends visited us. It didn't take long for them to start making fun of my girlfriend. This time I got mad. She organized her plushies so they were all in our bedroom. She has not even once mentioned Pokemon, nor did she open the Pokemon Go app. Long story short, they were forced to leave. I've realized they don't have a problem with my girlfriend's hobby. They have a problem with my girlfriend, and I have enabled their behavior by not reacting sooner. I told them they are the ones who need to grow up and to visit us again once they will stop being boomers. To show my girlfriend how sorry I am and to better understand her hobby, I've downloaded the app myself. So now I'm trying to level up as much as I can because she has a mission when she needs to trade a Pokemon with a friend. But to do so, I need to be at least level 10. Thank you all for all your comments, even the mean ones. They worked as a wake-up call, I guess. You really should have started with Pokemon Silver, but...
Okay.
That's great. These are both stories that are, these guys are redeeming themselves.
I think sure. Two stories in a row, they've leveled up in the ways that are important.
There you go. Wow. In
strength and dexterity.
They're all getting a victory royale.
How many crowns you got?
Zero.
The emote.
I fucking suck at Fortnite.
I'm sorry. Do you want to squat up?
I would just drag you down, man.
It's about fun.
Okay, maybe. That's great. Look, these guys are making gamers look good.
Well, it's a breath of fresh air because, like, it's so rare on these Reddit stories because, you know, I watch all of these. Like, I love them. Right. And there's so many times where people are like, I lit my friend on fire. Is that okay? And then they, like, don't see why it's bad. All of these are like, oh, my God, I do suck. Thank you for the growth. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
That's true.
Thank you.
Let's move on to our next story. This one. This next story, it reminds me of another story that I believe, Ian, you were here for.
It's called the Bible.
Is it poop ball?
It's not poop ball. We're not reading poop ball on a gamer episode.
Maybe I haven't watched
I guess
all
it is a football,
shucks.
So that's gaming. There was a story a while ago we read where a guy accidentally deleted his friend's Witcher 3 save file.
Oh, yeah.
That takes work.
That takes work, yeah. And it's rough.
Okay.
Well, this one, this title reminds me of that one.
Oh, gosh.
Am I the asshole for deleting my boyfriend's Animal Crossing save file? Ah!
I want to point out that our cameraman, Brennan, just said under his breath, that's rough. Like, I don't think y'all heard that, but that's...
This was posted this year, but in 2020, Smosh, like, at the start of lockdown and everything, Smosh had its own, like, community of people playing Animal Crossing, and I put in a stupid amount of hours into that game. And I have not played it since summer of, like, 2020. But if that save file got deleted, I think I would like, be devastated.
I streamed it for, like, a year straight, had, like, a storyline attached to it at that time. It was social interaction for all of us during the pandemic.
There's something, like, I haven't opened it back up because I think there's, like, there's, like, memories that are, like,
there's
tied.
There's souls that are trapped.
I truly think, like, there's a part of me that's in that game.
I have a graveyard in mind for all the people that left.
Oh!
Yeah. So, we were talking about souls!
I know what you mean, though. I've played every Animal Crossing, like, GameCube, the 3DS. There was some that I missed.
Wild World or City Folk.
I played, I forget which one, but love these games. But if someone deleted one of the save files, I'd have a problem.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. For context, this is a 21-year-old woman. For context, my boyfriend, who's 25, purchased a Nintendo Switch in 2020 shortly following the shutdown for quarantine. He played a variety of games on different consoles/systems before this, but got a Switch as it became popular. The game that he played most often during quarantine was the newest Animal Crossing release, New Horizons. During the few months of full lockdown alone, he racked up over 700-plus hours.
My God.
I understand. That's not crazy in lockdown. There was nothing to do.
Speak for yourself. I was going to parties. I was, you know, strangely, there was a lot of openings. Like, I could just go anywhere. And
it was
like,
great.
There was anywhere I go. Parties, aquarium,
international
parties,
travel,
buffets.
Went to Mexico a lot.
Cruises.
I went to Italy. All the streets were like closed. Walked up and down.
However, since going back to work after the pandemic, he completely lost interest in the game, and I rarely saw him playing it. As of late, he's been mostly playing on his PS5. I've never really been much of a gamer, but I started seeing an influx of Animal Crossing New Horizons-related posts on my TikTok and decided since my boyfriend already had the game and the Switch, I'd ask him to play it. He said yes when I asked, and the next day, after getting off of work, I got onto the Switch and opened the game. Based on the little research I did and what I saw on TikTok, I knew that I wouldn't get the full experience of the game if I wasn't the first player on the save. I wanted the chance to be the resident representative. The only way to do this, besides getting my own Switch, was to delete his save and make my own. I saw no problem with this, considering his Switch was literally collecting dust from not being used for so long. He was at work when I decided to play and couldn't usually take calls or texts, so I made the decision on my own to delete his save, assuming he wouldn't be upset. I assumed incorrectly, apparently, because upon returning home, he asked what I had done so far in the game and got extremely upset when I showed him and he realized what happened. Since then, he hasn't spoken much and even went to his parents' house for the night because he needed space. Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, she didn't know you can make your own profile.
Well, thing that I was going to say is, like, at first I was like, oh, she didn't know. Like, it's an understandable mistake. She said, no, I wanted the chance to be the resident representative, which is, like, only one person on a save file, even if you're in the same town, can make big changes to the town. She's like, I wanted that chance and I wouldn't get the whole experience if I was jumping on his island. So I hit new game. So now for me, she's an asshole because she's like, oh, well, I want to just do this more and I don't have time to ask him.
Yeah.
Because before it would have just been like, oh, she didn't know, but she knew.
If you make your own profile, you can't have that. You can't start a brand new island.
Make a new Nintendo profile. Like,
no, because I had one that was like Damien on the island, and he was like the representative that could do stuff. But then I had a different one that I used just for streaming because I didn't want to fully like take up my own save file for that. But it is on the same island with the same
people. You can only
have
one island per Switch.
Yes. But you're both living in the town. You both get your own house.
Yeah, that's so fun.
Relationships with people.
It could have gotten him back into the game, and then it's like,
yeah.
Ah.
So like that sucks.
You're so right.
The fact that she wasn't willing to just like wait to ask.
Yeah, dude.
Is crazy to me.
Why is everyone 21 in these stories? They're all just like, I didn't communicate with my partner. Is that bad? It's like, yeah, you're 21. Like, yes. Of course. You don't know that yet.
It's like, dude, just ask. Like, 700 plus hours, even if you're never going to touch it again, there's something about just like, like that's a lot of time that you just, now you're just erasing it. It's like, oh man, he didn't even get a chance to like, just be like, can I just do one more sweep and just look at it again? And then it's like, that's brutal.
It sucks too, because like specific, so for anyone who doesn't know Animal Crossing, who's listening to this, this type of game is tied to actual time. So there's certain things where they're like, okay, you're gonna start a building project. You can come back in 3 days, and it's 3 real life days unless you're messing with the clock in your system. So if he's putting in 700 hours and playing it right, like every day there's something new to explore. Every day there's something fresh for you. An event might happen. Someone new might walk into town. So that is a lot of time to just like,
yeah.
It's the game is just a design game.
Yeah.
But that oddly makes it very personal because it's not like a game that you're trying to beat anything. It's just a game where it's like, I have this island and I get to morph it however I want, but that takes a lot of time and commitment to morph this to reflect my personality. And 700 plus hours during one of the hardest times in probably all our collective lives is like, it's a time capsule in a way. And that's just gone now? Like, I think he might have been happy had he just gotten a chance to be like, can I just, like, look at it one last time? Like let's just take a look at it. But he didn't get that chance, so that's rough.
Yeah, I feel like he did the right thing by going to his parents' house, because I feel like when something like that happens, like, even if he understands that, like, she didn't do it maliciously, like, he... As silly as it might sound, like, he has to go and mourn that loss. Like,
yeah.
That was 700 hours of time of his life that he spent doing that. And now all evidence of it has been erased.
Right.
So, like, it is, like, not to compare it to, like, a human dying, but it is a death of sorts.
Right.
So, like, I think he did the right thing by being like, I need to get the fuck out of here. Sure. Because like when something like that happens, there is no way to like process that. You're not going to have a healthy conversation with someone when something like that happens.
No, you're going through it.
So I mean, she was massively inconsiderate for not even checking. She just got excited and decided, I'm going to make this.
Yeah.
This decision and yeah.
Yeah.
That was not cool.
The verdict was asshole.
Sure.
And this account is now disabled. They posted this about 2 weeks ago, so I'm assuming it may not have ended well. I don't think there was a good resolution to this one.
I mean, look, it said she's 21, he's 25.
Yeah.
I think, like, look, age differences can work. They can be totally fine. But specifically in that gap, there's a lot of potential for variation. So I think, you know, not to put myself in issues too much because I don't know this person, but like if that had happened with someone being that level of inconsiderate or showing that they couldn't even wait an afternoon to like ask you specifically and saying like, oh, I knew, but I just didn't want to wait. I don't think I'd be sitting there mourning the game. I think I'd go to my parents' house to be like, what am I doing? Like, this is showing up in this way. What else is coming?
Yeah.
And it's so hard when it's about gaming stuff, too, because it does sound silly and childish when someone is not into it. But, like, if we're about sports and it'd be like, hey, that's your, like, signed football that has memorabilia, you know, it's important to you. I washed it because it was all dirty from the Sharpie. It's, like, the same thing of, like, oh, my God. Like, what? It's just a ball. Like,
yeah.
It's just consideration for people's things.
Yeah.
And even if it seems so nothing to you, it's just like, well, that's their thing. So all I need to do is ask.
Yeah.
All you have to do is ask. And it might just be like, because I could see myself being the type that if someone asked, like, and they're like, could I, even if I lent my Switch to someone, they're like, hey, do you mind if I start a new save file on that? I could see myself being like, sure. Like, you know what? Yeah. I'm not going to play it again. I have to be realistic. That's okay. But I would be upset if someone didn't ask.
Yeah.
And even if I wouldn't have cared, I would have been really pissed. Because I'd been like, damn, dude, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. And I'd be like, give me my Switch back. I don't know what else you're going to do now. So.
100%. I'd be like, you better replant my damn pumpkin patch.
Right.
You better
Get those colors of roses that I managed to get.
I got the gold roses. Nothing but gold roses lying the path. That's 1,000 bells per rose, my guy.
That's crazy.
For money from the ground.
Yep.
Wow.
Hey, this guy knows what I'm talking about.
I've never played Animal
Crossing. This guy knows what I'm talking about.
But I applaud your efforts.
Thank you.
Even though I don't know what that... I don't know what any of it means.
Some comments here. You're the asshole. It's his Switch and his save file. You don't get to unilaterally make the decision that, oh, I'm just going to delete the save file on his console without even making the effort to try to ask first because I've heard it will make the game experience better. You couldn't even wait until he got home to ask or off of work to send a text to say, babe, will it make a difference to gameplay? Is it okay to do? What are you, 5 with 0 patience, no sense of other people's property, and a need for immediate gratification? Someone else said, oh my God, deleting 700 hours of gameplay? I can't even imagine how long that took with all the rare items and plants
hours.
That are...
Sorry.
That's really funny. 700 hours. That's almost 700 hours.
Like I can't even count that.
I don't even know what that is.
Sorry. Am I the asshole?
That's so funny. Oh my God, deleting 700 hours of gameplay. I can't even imagine how long that took with all the rare items and plants that are season specific. You're the asshole 100%. As a fellow AC player, although I only have 200-ish hours, I'm horrified for him. You could have made a new Switch profile or uploaded his save game to the cloud at the very least.
There is a way to transfer saves to a different Switch, so I guess there could have been the like upload to transfer thing, let it hang. I don't know.
What's going to really suck is when she only plays it for like a week and then is like done.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if she's an instant gratification kind of person, I don't think Animal Crossing
she's going to
really
not be super
conducive
into it.
To that, right?
Yeah.
You're so right.
That's what was
I
so funny.
About that.
Dude, lockdown, playing Animal Crossing those first couple days was agony. Because you do like a couple things and you're like, there's nothing else to do in the game today.
Whoa.
And you're just kind of like... And I didn't want to cheat. I didn't want to time travel. So I was just like, guess I got to set it down. And then I would just like sit there in my living room and I was just like, okay.
I gave myself grace for that point because it was like there's such little to do on the first day. And they're like, well, we're going to try to build you a little tent. Like, come back tomorrow. I was like, no, the world is closed down. I think I'll say it's tomorrow now. And
Yeah, you know, respect people's things. Unless, you know... For our fans for a few years, if someone has a golden cat in Stardew Valley, you can throw that out. Mm. And that's funny. But that's funny.
I guess that makes both of us who haven't forgotten.
Yeah. Hey, I got an idea.
Did you just steal my Statue of Endless Fortune?
Hey, what if I throw this away? Sure would be a shame if I threw away your most prized possession. Oops!
That cost a million of the game dollars.
I'm just kidding. Even that, I made it. You know what? Shane, it's time to drop the Smosh lore.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
For there's going to be a couple people watching who are going to be devastated by this. But I think it's fair.
I knew that we were going to be modding Stardew Valley to be multiplayer before it was actually able to do so, like, in base game. I made a backup of my save. Shane threw away that golden cat, knowing full well that I would be fine. He would never betray my actual trust like that. That's why I paused for so long before I reacted, because I didn't know how to.
We're just burying this lore in a Reddit story. This is crazy.
Guess they got to watch all our videos, huh?
Some Smosh Games lore from 2018.
This is deep.
Before that.
This is deep lore.
I know, man.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyways, next story. This is a 36-year-old woman. My husband, who's 33, has completely lost interest in our marriage for Final Fantasy XIV.
Woo!
I left. He didn't even notice. What now? This is probably a tale.
Is that the online one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Y'all don't understand. It's really good.
I've heard it's great. This is probably a tale as old as Atari. Oh.
All right, asshole.
Fuck you!
Asshole.
Okay. When my husband and I met, we had a lot of things in common. As time went on and our lives shifted and changed, his interests changed. We've been together 9 years, married 6. We both work average office jobs, 40 hours a week. He started to get into this game, Final Fantasy XIV. He is obsessed with it. From the moment he gets up on the weekends to when he gets home from work, he plays the game. He talks to people about the game. He reads about the game. We all need hobbies. But he's completely abandoned any of the things that we did together. Hiking, jogging together, art nights, board games, bar trivia, etc. I'll try to get him to come with me to bar trivia with our friends, and he just wants to stay home and play the game. I'll invite him for a hike, and he just wants to relax. We've had sex 5 times this year. Each time I had to initiate. Wait, what?
Bragging.
Okay. Damn, okay, so they're crazy. We've had sex 5 times this year, each time I had to initiate. I've tried to initiate dozens of other times, tried to pull him to bed. He will just come to bed, cuddle, check that I'm asleep, and go back to play his game. I'm not interested in playing video games beyond a game like Candy Crush, so me joining him would be me being completely disinterested, confused, slash lost, or annoyed. The last time I talked to him about this, I told him that I was lonely in our marriage and felt neglected. He told me that I was putting too much pressure on him, that he needed time to unwind from work. He will sit on the couch next to me at night while there's Parks and Rec or something in the background, just not interact with me at all, and call it couples time. He says, this is how adults do it. It's not like in the movies. When I pressed and pressed for date night, he was quiet and didn't have much to talk about. And in the car while I was driving home, instead of interacting with me, he just pulled out his phone to get on Discord and talk to people about his game. I tried to initiate sex, and he kissed me on the forehead, said goodnight, and left to go play the game. I cried for a little while. I packed my things and left to spend a week with my family. When I got back, it was almost like I just walked back into the room exactly as I'd left it. Nothing had changed. He was in the same spot as when I left. I asked him if he'd noticed I was gone, and he said, no, not really. I stared at him, and he just said, look, I don't know what you want from me. I'm allowed to have time to myself. He kept pressing that it's normal for adults to do their own thing. I said, yeah, but we need to do things together, too. He kept saying I put too much pressure on him. And if I want to do something with him so badly, to give him something more interesting or important than his game. I said, so intimacy with your wife is not as important or interesting as your game? He said, no, and basically, ask any one of my friends, and they'd agreed they'd prefer to stay up playing the game than cutesy cuddling and sweet-talking with their wives. I didn't even know what to say. I'm dumbfounded now. Part of me is wondering if I just don't have a realistic view of relationships. It's good to have alone time. I have my alone time as well. But it feels like he's my roommate now, not my husband. Before anyone brings up depression or anxiety, I've asked him about it. He doesn't believe it's related to either, and instead thinks that he's just changed and has different priorities to what he had before. Do I have next steps here, or is it time for me to just pack up and leave for good? I'm not happy. I don't think he's the person I initially fell in love with. I think his wife is Final Fantasy XIV now. And to be honest, my self-esteem has slipped. To be less interesting or compelling than pixels on a screen. Ouch. This is extreme. This is as extreme as it can get.
It sounds like a cope to me.
Yeah, I think it's gone into the realm of, like, addiction of some capacity. Yeah. Like, you know, he's not wrong in the sense that, like, yeah, couples do need to do their own thing sometimes, but, like, there's no balance there. That sounds like an extreme, like, to not notice she was gone for a week?
That's the most insane thing ever. I mean, I haven't heard of anything quite like that. If your partner leaves for a week and doesn't even tell you where they are, and you're just, like, there, and, like, he was probably stoked. He was just, like, sweet.
Yeah, more time.
And she's tolerated a lot. It sounds like this has been going on a long time. Yeah. She's not judging him for playing the game, but she's upset at him for just being gone. He's gone now.
And that is really, the saddest part of that to me was when she said, do I just have an unrealistic view of relationships? I'm like, no, don't gaslight yourself and don't let him gaslight you. Like,
right.
It's very clear that unfortunately he has made his priorities known. Like, you shouldn't have to, like, you can work on relationships, but you shouldn't have to convince someone to spend time with you.
Right.
And that sucks. Yeah. Like, I feel so sad for her.
Right.
Yeah. And I feel like, I mean, like, if he's not even, like, willing to, like, listen to her issues that she's seeing, and, like, he's not willing to, like, empathize with her being, like, this is not equitable anymore. Mm-hmm. And he's just like, well, too bad. This is what adults do. Like, that's silly.
Yeah.
That's, it's like, where is he making that decision from? You know, it's just like, well, this is what adults do. It's like, says who? Like where? You're just saying that because that's convenient to you.
Yeah.
It does feel like he's telling himself and her anything that gets him to what he wants. And that it does feel like addictive, you know, personality, where it's like he just... His only goal is to get there and play that and escape.
Yeah, it is escapism. And I think one thing I've learned at this point in my life, you know, I've been in like a few long-term relationships, and it's like you've got to believe what people do more than they say. And like at this point when he's like, well, it's just what I want to do. Like, well, this is fine. Well, this is time. Like, it's hard to hear those things because you want that to be true. Mm-hmm. But in reality, he's showing you exactly how he wants to spend his time. And like, look, I actually used to play Final Fantasy XIV. It's a great game, and there's a lot of variety. I can see why someone could get lost in it really easily. One benefit I had was when I was playing that game, I was also in a relationship with a girl who also played that game. Mm-hmm. So it'd be like, let's do this, let's do that, let's go do this activity. Now do you want to spend a couple hours playing together on this? Great, let's do this activity together in the game. And now we'll go do something else. I can't imagine being that level of addicted, even with a partner who plays with you. Like, that's just too much. I don't know why I'm pointing at the iPad like it's a person.
Yeah, fuck you.
Get out of there.
I don't know what you're thinking.
Yeah, it's a tough thing. And I mean, this is the only personal connection I can make, is that when I was a teenager, I was super hooked on World of Warcraft. And I had a year where I was hooked, and I put in crazy hours to the game. But more important than the hours was just that I was like, my only desire day in and day out was to play the game. And I remember like I had family visiting, and I was just like in there playing the game. And my mom was like, yep, you need to go see your grandparents. And I was like, yeah, but I'm like, I'm about to get my mount finally and like all this stuff.
Yes.
And like, but it hit a point, and I was 15. And even then I hit the realization of like, if I don't quit this, I am going to lose, this isn't healthy. Yeah. I am overall more unhappy mm-hmm. than happy. And so I quit that, and since then I've just stuck to games that I can beat, so yeah, that I'm like, yeah, I can have a little bit of time to it, and then I can leave, but I can't let it take over everything, because then I start to feel bad. And that was my own personal decision.
Yeah, I think, like, I've gone through, like, many different, like, bouts of, you know, I don't know if I would call it addictions to gaming, but I have fallen into some like patterns of playing games for like a long period of time that, sure, I would start to recognize, like, oh, when I, you know, the last one for me was Civ 6. Oh my God.
Yeah, dude.
I lost
we
entire...
We played together briefly, right?
We never played a game against each other.
I thought we did.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry.
But I would love to, and then spend an entire weekend.
Hey, do you want to relapse with me?
Because I lost entire weekends to that game.
Mm-hmm.
But I also realized, like, whenever I did, that was in detriment to all of my relationships, things I was needed to get done at home. Like, it just became work and Civ 6. And everything else suffered. And like, I think there were definitely times that I had to be like, oh, okay, like, I need to acknowledge, like, I can't play this a healthy amount. And like, to like be able to step outside and like realize that, I think, is like really important. So yeah, occasionally I'll dip in, maybe play like one game, but I've on multiple occasions completely wiped the game off my Xbox, because I'm like, I can't do this.
Well, wow. I think that's an interesting way to put it, though, because, like, when you say I can't do this a healthy amount, because it's the same thing with anything else. Like, there are some people that can drink a little bit and be fine. There are some people that cannot have one beer. They're like, I can't do this, otherwise I know it's going to be an issue. But, like, with something like Civ 6, there are games that are just meant for longevity. And, like, I don't want to sit down and play Civ 6 for an hour. I don't want to sit down and play Final Fantasy 14 for an hour. I want to lose a day to that. And sometimes that can be fine, but it can't be every day, and it can't be to the detriment of everything else.
Yeah.
Similarly, like, when I was a kid, my parents actually had to talk to me about, like, addictive personalities because I was addicted to, like, RuneScape. Like, I was still a straight-A student, but it was starting to affect anything additional that I wanted to do. And so when I played WoW, World of Warcraft, and for anyone who doesn't know, World of Warcraft, Final Fantasy 14, those are the types of games where you're playing with other people. They're massive. There's whole worlds. I bought myself 3 months of game time, and that was it, because I was like, if I don't limit myself, I will get addicted to this. But I also have a memory of visiting family and being up in, like, the attic area with this beautiful, like, snowy field in front of me and my family that lived in a rural area, and just the whole world, and everyone's laughing downstairs, and I'm upstairs being like, I'm a blood elf.
Yeah.
I
think for me, the kind of, like, mantra I have in my head is just, like, it's important to just take breaks. Mm-hmm. Of anything. Like, it's just to make sure you're getting that variety in life. And, like, the thing that I guess I would say, like, I'm truly addicted to now is, like, working out. And even that, like, it's like, oh, that's healthy, whatever. It's like, even that, I recognize that I'm like, I have a hard time going days without it. And so if I'm somewhere or something's going on where I can't do it for a week, I'm like, this is good for me mentally to take that break. It's important to make sure that's not the thing that's pulling you, that you are actively consciously choosing to do things in your life.
Yeah. I'm not addicted to any games. I'm just addicted to the game.
Damn it. I just lost the game.
We have some comments here. OP, this isn't normal. My partner games and plays similar games, but we chill together, have tea together, and socialize together around gaming. He's addicted. Maybe he has a problem. Someone else said, hey, I'm a 31-year-old woman, hardcore player. WoW, HC, raiding. 3 to 4 nights per week I spend in-game with my game buddy. And also, I have a job. But weekends and other game-free evenings, it's about me, my partner, and my dogs. Yes, I played all day long when I was a teenager. Now it's not so interesting. I get tired quickly. It seems he is running away from reality, and the reality with you does not interest him much. Perhaps he has a game wife.
Oh,
I also considered that.
My inclination, like, just...
Because he's talking on Discord, too.
Yeah, I'm not going to discount that reality. And we have an update here, so we're about to find out.
Did he get a new girlfriend and she deleted his save file?
But I was going to say my inclination, too, is just, like, it might just be this escapism of, like, why I can't play games like WoW or this is because, like, I'm also a bit of a workaholic at times, and I love when I can put in work and I see results. Mm-hmm. I love that. And you don't get that from the real world too often. Mm-hmm. But in games like that, you get it. You grind and you get the results, and that is so addictive for some people.
Sure, yeah.
And you just can't stop. It's truly rewarding. So my theory is that, but let's see if the game wife theory is...
Final Fantasy 14, there are a lot of people with game relationships that don't carry into the real world.
I don't know the game well enough. I've only played the other, like, 7 and 10 and 12.
Good choices.
Yeah, pretty solid. And the remake.
Nice.
And Rebirth.
Nice.
All right. Update. I took some of the advice given to me by commenters and went looking through his phone and through his computer to see what I could find. Unfortunately, some of you who commented and DM'd me were correct. My husband has been cheating on me.
Boom. There it is.
From what I could tell, there were multiple accounts on Discord that he would be up all day and night talking to and sexting with. It was disgusting. There were pictures, written out sexting, the whole mess. There were screenshots of his character doing sexual things with other characters in the game.
Okay, move a little forward. Move a little more forward. Okay, Okay, now do the dance. Oh, that's hot.
Okay, now floss.
Orange Justice. Floss.
I got records of everything, screenshots, etc. I did something that you will all have my head for, unfortunately, and decided that if he was going to defile our marriage and disrespect me, I'll do the same thing back. I took my kettlebell and redacted his gaming laptop, grabbed all of his gaming things and put them in a container. When he got home from a work meeting, I was waiting for him with the box and asked him to sit down. I told him that I was going to give him a chance to tell me anything he wanted to tell me. He just stared at me dumbly. I said, "There is nothing you want to tell me. Nothing at all." He said, "No." So I said, "Well, I found out what you've been doing on the game, on that game of yours." His face didn't change. I think he was trying to call my bluff. I got up and said, "This box is for you, and I want you in this box out of here by the end of the day." He said, "What? What are you talking about? What do you mean?" I told him that effective immediately, our relationship was over. I would be contacting a divorce attorney the next day, and he can come back to get the rest of his things, but that he would not be staying here. I said that I have to leave the room because I'm so disgusted that the sight of you makes me want to throw up. He was just shocked, and then after I went into the bedroom, I heard him yelling all kinds of things, sobbing and, "What did you do? How could you do this? Oh my God," and sobbing like a fucking baby. Honestly, it felt good. If there was a worse way I could have hurt him, I would have done that. He wasn't crying because he was upset about his actions. No, he was crying because he couldn't jump right back on and continue playing his game. Boo-hoo. His little cartoon side pieces had to wait. Well, to spare you the rest of the play-by-play, he got his things, I contacted a divorce attorney, I changed the locks, and I shared exactly what happened to Facebook, where all his family and some of his friends are. I will be okay. I am heartbroken because I really thought he was a good man, but I was wrong. He's a fucking loser who likes to sext other women and have sex with cartoon characters on a monitor. Well, he's free to do that without me. So just let that be a lesson to any other people out there whose marriage seems it's in a rough spot, whose partner is obsessed with his Final Fantasy game. You should check. Listen to your gut or people on Reddit. LOL.
That's so sad.
Wow. I can't believe you guys called it.
That was.
I mean, so that was fully. So it was a fully in-game.
Yeah.
Relationship.
It was the Discord thing that was like. That was like.
Yeah, it's true.
So it's not just the game, but that's. I mean, like, yeah. Obviously, that is obviously cheating, and she's totally within her rights to just end it right there. It's just, I don't know, like to not even. I guess at that point she figured it was done.
How do you come back?
She was being disrespected.
You can't come
so
back from
heavily.
That. Yeah. My only takeaway is contact the divorce attorney first.
Yes.
And then like her move, it worked out fine, but I'm just like a guy who's at that in that headspace, mm-hmm. who where you left for a week and he didn't even know cuz he's hooked on that, you're going to destroy it with a kettlebell, show it to him.
Well, I'm assuming she saved all the evidence.
She did.
For sure. I'm saying safety-wise. Safety-wise. Yeah. I'm just like, thank God this all, like, she's safe now. But I'm just like,
yeah.
Whoo, like,
my other
get
thing
all
like,
of your cards stacked first mm-hmm. and then do all of that. It worked out fine, but it's just like, I didn't know what his reaction was going to be.
I definitely don't blame her for doing those things. I would be worried that, like, even though it's not fair to her, I'd be worried that, like, in a court of law, they'd be like, well, you destroyed his property. Like, there's always some way that someone gets screwed over like that. I think she did the best she could in that moment. And, like, also from the sound of it, when she's like, there were pictures and it was disgusting, it sounded like, yes, there were characters, but also it could have been something else.
Seems like there's a lot of possibilities for all the stuff that could have been on there.
And even before the cheating aspect, like, it sounded like this relationship was done.
Yeah.
And you just add that on top of it, and then the lying to your face when it's like, I found this, and he's like, what do you mean? Like, there's no way.
No, to be like, is there anything you want to tell me? And him to be like, no. I'm like, it's over. That's such disrespect.
Yeah.
Here's your computer with Discord on it. Are you sure? And he's like, yeah, I don't know what you mean.
That's sad. Well, I'm happy for her that she's going to be out of that. She's going to be a lot happier.
Damn.
But that sucks. That really sucks.
Yeah, I mean, find out what server he's on and we'll grief him.
Yeah. Beat the shit out of his character. All right. Here's our next story. This comes from Relationship Advice. This is from a couple years ago. This is from December of 2020.
Wow.
It's a 28-year-old man. My girlfriend, who's 26, broke my PS4 and doesn't understand why I'm so upset. I don't really know where to go from here. So some background. During quarantine, I've been playing my PS4 games a lot more. I was able to finish up some stories and complete some big games in my free time the last few months. It was a great escape for me. My girlfriend, Liz, never got it fully, but understood I liked playing it, and it made me happy. I told her that I was really looking forward to the PS5 and was hoping to get one soon. I missed out on the pre-order and initial shipping wave, so I got a bit sad for a while, but knew I would eventually get one when the craze settled down, whether it was next year or the year after. Her friend, Kat, also knew of this because her boyfriend was looking forward to the new Xbox. This is what happened today. This is when shit got bad. I was playing Final Fantasy VII Remake, finishing up some last achievements, when Liz came into the room with Kat. I said, "Hey babe, how was your day?" And without warning, she pulled the PS4 out of the wall and smashed it on the ground. She then took a hammer and smashed whatever pieces were left. This happened within 20 to 30 seconds. I just looked at her shocked. I asked, "What happened?"
Wild card!
Gotta keep you on your feet! I asked, "What happened? Why did you do that? Did I do something to make you mad?" This was when I noticed Kat was recording everything with her phone. Oh. Liz walks away and then comes back and shows me a PS5 box.
Fuck
I off. Still don't react, and she says, "Merry early Christmas." I just walk out of the room and go to the bedroom and lock the door. Liz comes knocking an hour later and asks, "What's wrong? I thought you wanted the PS5.
Fucking idiot. Sorry.
"What's wrong? I thought you wanted the PS5. I told her I couldn't even think about that because she literally just destroyed a part of my life that I've created over the last 5 years. I explained to her that she just ruined hundreds of hours of gameplay and saves that I had built up. Liz just said, "Well, can't you just do it again?"
Bro.
Look, they're making a new COVID. Don't worry. You're going to get another chance. This is when I walked out and left the apartment. I came back a couple hours later with Kat and Liz, now both showing off the PS5 to me. Kat says, "Look, Liz worked really hard to get you this. We just wanted to make you happy." I asked Kat why she was recording. She says that some person on TikTok or Instagram did the same thing to their boyfriend, and they were happy. Apparently, that's where they got the idea from. Yep. A girlfriend came in and broke the PS4, then gave them a PS5, and everyone cheered or something. I still can't believe it. They wanted to make a video in that spirit with me as the guy. I told Kat a lot of my life was on that PS4, and now it's all gone. Side note, yes, I know. I should have backed up on the cloud. I did for some of my games, but a lot of them I just kept on the PS4. I had hundreds of hours from The Witcher 3, Kingdom Hearts games, Final Fantasy VII Remake, Final Fantasy XV, God of War, The Last of Us, Resident Evil, Devil May Cry games. Many of these titles were fully completed or close to that point. Most of them are now lost. Now Kat is calling me ungrateful, and her boyfriend liked the Xbox she gave him. I asked her if she destroyed his old Xbox. She said no, and that she just gave it to him as a gift wrapped last week.
That's the usual, yeah.
That's right. That's how you normally do it.
Yeah.
I asked why I wasn't given the same treatment, and it was because they saw the video yesterday
and
got the idea to recreate it. I told Liz I do appreciate the gift, but that she needs to know she broke a part of me that has been built over the years. It sounds stupid, but I really was proud of my collection. Liz then says, "Well, why can't you just do it on the new PlayStation?" I told her I could, but it would take a lot of time and effort that I may not want to put in again. She just brushed it off and said, "Well, you can play your new games anyway. They're probably better." At this point, I left and went to a friend's house where I'm writing this now, late at night. I don't know what to do at this point. I really don't care about the PS5 and am mad that a fucking viral video made this all happen. What the fuck is wrong with people where they think destroying someone's personal property is funny? They tried showing me the video, but I'm not watching that shit. Liz and I have had a great relationship to this point. We've been together for 4 years, and this is the only major issue that has come up. Some might think it's just a video game or that I can get past this, but I don't know if I can. It wasn't just that she did it. It was the fact that after it, she didn't seem to know why or care to know why I'm upset. I've never had this feeling before and really don't know how to proceed here.
Yeah, I think, because I've seen similar videos, but the issue is that some people don't have the awareness that those videos are oftentimes faked.
Yes.
And it's planned beforehand. And it's like somebody's PS4 is broken And then so they use that. I mean, there's tons of videos of people breaking their Xbox, but obviously they had like the Red Ring of Death or whatever it
was. Or like they break their dad's TV and it's like, what do you mean? Why are you doing this, Tommy? This is crazy. And then like, surprise, dad, it's a bigger TV. Oh, you're the best. Like,
So to emulate that kind of shit for clout just pisses me off so much because it shows like such a disrespect for like your stuff. And it's like she was doing it for clout.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, is like, it takes away the specialness of the gift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, she wants to get something in return for it.
Yeah, maybe just film you giving him the PS5, and that would have made him pretty freaking happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, wholesome videos do well, too. And on top of that, like, it is the challenge that I brought up earlier of, like, it being related to gaming. It's hard because it's always going to sound to people who aren't a fan of it or have had like partners who like ignore them for gaming. It's going to sound silly and childish where it's like, it doesn't matter because it's gaming. Oh, this hurts because it's gaming, whatever. But in reality, it's just lack of communication, lack of respect. Like, that's what this boils down to. You broke something of mine and it's important to me, and it doesn't matter if you get it or not. It should matter to you because I'm really hurt by this. And obviously she's thinking like, oh, I spent a lot of money on a cool gift for you. But like, she had to have known it was going to affect him because otherwise there's nothing to watch on that video.
Right.
If he was like, poof, 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 wow, like that's not a video you watch. You knew you'd make him freak out.
Yeah, she, I mean, she did it. It sounds like she did it more for her than for him.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Like, I'm going to look so good and it's going to be such a funny moment. But that's... that's crazy. That pisses me off
and,
so much.
And it's insane.
And it sounds like he's saying, like, it's not that she did this whole prank and that it all went wrong and that it upset him. Like, it's that afterwards, when he's like, this upset me, she's like, well, just do it on your new thing. Like, why are you upset? Like, instead of being like, I'm so sorry, this did not go how I wanted, and I'm really sorry. Like, all she really had to do was apologize, and he'd probably be willing to, like, be there and stuff.
Yeah.
But her reaction to it is so selfish and shitty. It's just, like, all you have to do is own up and be like, this did not go how I thought. I'm sorry. Like, but she doesn't sound sorry at all.
Yeah.
Just is, like, blaming him for it. The whole, like, well, just fucking do it on your thing. It's like, bro, okay, like, come on.
Also, like, even from a practical standpoint, like, PS5s, especially when you were having a hard time finding them, not cheap. Like, if you had to get it through a scalper, even more expensive. Selling a working PS4 might help out with that.
I was about to say, I was about to say, you still destroyed like $200 worth of property. Well, $100 to $200 worth of property there that you could have gotten. Like, that's a waste of money. It's very stupid.
God forbid at Christmas, she's like, I got you a puppy.
Oh, no.
Where's Balto?
Fuck.
Sorry.
Some comments here. Even if you had everything backed up and your girlfriend was certain you didn't want the old one anymore, what kind of asshole would smash it up? Would she not give it to a needy kid or something? Kat knew it was a shitty thing to do. That's why she didn't mess with her own relationship by doing it. Someone else said, ask her what she'd do if you bought her the latest model of her phone, took her phone, smashed it up with a hammer, then gave her the new model when she hadn't backed up everything on the new phone. Yeah, exactly. That's also a good point. It's just like, that's a perfectly good working PS4.
Yeah.
Someone would want that.
Yeah.
Every single old system I've had, I've given to someone. And it's just like, yeah, someone wants it. Like, don't let it go to waste.
Yeah.
Update.
Oh.
Okay.
Ooh.
Well, it's been a hellish couple of weeks.
Oh, weeks? Sorry.
It's been a hellish couple of weeks. First of all, I appreciate all the support. I didn't get to respond to many people because my life has been a whirlwind the last couple weeks. It took a lot of time thinking and talking with my friends and family about what had happened and where to go from here. I tried saving the hard drive from the PS4 through my buddy who is more tech savvy than I. We had no luck in that regard. All that stuff is lost forever. The PS5 has been at our place since the incident, but I have no interest in that right now. I didn't go back to the apartment for a week. I finally told Liz we needed to sit down and have a discussion about everything. It was a long conversation with a lot of tears on both ends. I won't go into exact details, but I explained to her how her actions affected me. The comparison some told me to tell her about me smashing her phone slash laptop in the same manner really hit her. At that moment, she understood, I think. I once again asked why she recorded it. She said she wanted to capture the moment of my happiness. It wasn't about Instagram slash TikTok clout or whatever. She thought I would be ecstatic and wanted to have that moment captured forever. I told her I understood that. Finally, I told her the truth. I told her I couldn't trust her anymore after this. She destroyed something dear to me. I broke up with her. Maybe it is irrational, and maybe I'm overreacting. I think after the conversation with my parents, friends, and her, I realized that I can't love someone who doesn't empathize with me enough to know that breaking that PS4 was a bad move. This incident should have never happened if she knew how much I cared about this, especially during a year as rough as this. I told her that I am moving out of the apartment to live with my parents for a bit. I said that I'm breaking the lease in March, so she has until then to find a new place. She was upset, but I stood my ground. So I spent Christmas with my parents, and while a little sad, I think it's for the best. She has tried to reach out, but I told her unless it was about stuff about the apartment, then I don't want to talk to her right now. As for me, I think I'm done with gaming. I'll find something else to keep my interest. I didn't take the PS5. It'll be really hard for me to find my joy in it after this. I thought I would marry Liz. We were college sweethearts, and we were happy. Now everything is broken, just like my PS4, and so I would rather not be reminded of that anymore. For now, I'm just going to be alone for a while and figure things out. I believe that everything will work out in the end as long as I keep myself honest and hardworking.
Jesus.
Yeah, damn. I mean,
that is, this story has been a roller coaster.
Yeah, yeah. Look, I don't know them, and my take on it is if after talking to family, friends, and thinking about it, he decided to break up with her, then I can only think, like, okay, then you made the right decision, right?
Yeah.
It feels weird because him saying, like, we've been great in just this incident has me being like, oh, is that worth, like, if you're going to marry this person, like, is it really, like, but it's his decision to make. And that's what he's decided. It's like, I'm putting myself in those shoes, but I'm like, my PlayStation means something different to me than what it means to him. You know? So I'm like, okay, I can't relate in that regard. So
I don't know. Whenever someone says, like, we've never had an issue until now, I always question that a little bit because I'm like, do you not talk about it when there are issues? Are things sort of slipping by you? So maybe talking with family and friends, you know, if they're being supportive up until that point, that's when they go like, actually, we all have we've all had a little bit of an issue with Liz, you know what I mean?
Right.
But I'm also like, he clearly really likes the PS4. Like, I love gaming. This would be a really hard thing for me to deal with too. But when he's talking about like, there's a part of who I am, there's a strong attachment there that even I don't really fully get. But like you said, it matters to him. I am surprised at this outcome now that he said that, like, when I brought up the phone thing, she got it, you know, she was crying and I get it. I'm like, okay, you know, maybe they can build back. And then he's just like, but anyway, now, you know, it doesn't matter if you know or not, I'm done. Maybe you just can't unsee that or can't unfeel it, but, like, it's just, it's so sad.
Everyone has different lines.
That's true.
Right? Yeah. And I'm like, there's a lot of things where I would be that way, even if that person was like, I fully understand and I am a different person and I'm sorry. I'd be like, but my line was crossed and like, I can't get over that.
Sure.
It's not about you anymore. It's about like, what can I say? Like, it's not fair to you for me to stay with you because I'll resent you.
That's right? Fair.
But I'm just like, damn, okay, that was your line. Like that, that was your line. I mean, like I said, I can't relate because I'm like, I don't know if I would be the same, but I can't judge him for for what he did.
And this is like during the, like near the beginning of the pandemic.
This is December of 2020. So it is a hard year too.
Yeah.
And that's like, things meant a lot to us. Like that's just tough. And it's just like, it's hard for me to put myself in that year again of just like disrespect. Things meant a lot more. Like I do remember that. Like just even the small things meant a lot. And it's just like,
I don't know. And you were stuck with the people within your household a lot more.
And you were
more.
Stuck with your things. Like, and those things.
So, it's all under a magnifying glass.
Yeah.
Just another casualty of 2020.
But
it's a bold choice, too, to, like, anything that someone's doing, like, 1,000-piece puzzle, they're almost done. Whoom! I got us tickets to Hawaii! It's
right.
Like, all right.
Yeah. But, well, damn.
Damn.
All right. I believe this is our last story, and it's got multiple parts to it.
Ooh.
All right.
Saga.
So, the way this is organized is a little bit out of order, and that's on purpose.
Ooh, so it's like Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, kind of. We're going to memento this shit.
We're keeping some context secret because it'll be a big surprise. But I'll just go through this now. So this is all from this year. Then it comes from Best of Redditor Updates.
Ooh.
OOP's gaming addiction costs him everything.
OOP.
Yeah, OOP like, oop, is the original poster.
Okay.
Someone else compiled all of this.
Got it. Okay.
Editor's note. Star Citizen, an MMO, is an in-development multiplayer space trading and combat simulation game. It's been in development since 2012. Yep. It uses almost entirely crowdfunding for cost, and as such has players buy in-game spaceships for real money, with the cheapest being $45, and some ship packages having a price of up to $48,000, according to one article I saw.
Yeah.
Some of these ships aren't in-game yet and are considered concept ships, essentially pre-ordering in-game items. Many people consider this game to be a scam based on the amount of time it's been in development, missed development milestones, delays, and the exorbitant prices of some of its content.
Yeah.
You guys are familiar with this game.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. They've raised like hundreds of millions of dollars over the years, and they keep pushing release date. They were going to have this like massively multiplayer thing. Now they announced they're going to have like a single, they're going to come out with like the single player game first.
Oh no.
Like a shooter first.
I wasn't aware of any of this. I didn't know about the like missed deadlines. I thought it was just like, it's a big game.
I've heard of
Star Citizen, but I don't know much.
I feel like Star Citizen was supposed to come out in like 2018 or something like that.
Ooh.
And then they just kept pushing. And they just make a lot of money and they're clearly spending it.
We got to make those ships.
But yeah, the way you crowdfund into it is by buying a ship or whatever.
It sounds kind of like EVE Online type of vibe.
Look, it sounds sick. The concept is sick, but it's also not a game.
Yeah. So this game is still in alpha.
Yeah.
Jesus. Okay. For fucking.
You can play it. It's janky.
12 years.
It's janky as fuck, but you can play it.
Okay. All right. Part one. Am I the asshole for breaking a needless promise after fixing a situation? This one comes from Am I the Asshole? A while back, my significant other and I hit a rough patch. I'm an avid player of Star Citizen, and admittedly, I tend to go overboard with it. A few months ago, during a sale, I impulsively spent our saved down payment for a house on virtual spaceships. Understandably, she was furious and temporarily left. I realized my mistake, apologized, and took on an extra job to replenish our savings. I'm close to restoring our financial status to its original state, though it will take another 6 months to fully recover, not accounting for my personal debt. As part of, yeah?
Is there a picture of this ship? I mean, it's gotta look pretty sick.
Not as of yet.
Oh, man.
We might
it's
get,
probably
it's really
so
a
cool.
concept of a concept.
You don't get it. It's probably a really cool ship and worth it.
It might be
it's
sick
probably
as
worth,
fuck.
It's probably worth it.
The down pay, everyone who's like millennial and Gen Z right now is like cracking a tooth thinking about the down payment of a house.
So we don't have a house.
We'll never see.
But as part of reconciling, she asked me not to purchase any more spaceships for 6 months. That's insane.
I love that.
Are you dating insane. Mother Teresa?
Phrases that will break a Victorian child's mind.
No. Imagine reading this to some like 12-year-old in the 50s where it's like, okay, so my wife asked me not to buy any spaceships for the next 6 months. He's like, whoa, gee golly, you can buy spaceships?
And it's for a house. And the kid's like, oh, so like $12,000?
I can barely afford $10? My Lucky Strikes at this rate.
Hey, kid, what should I buy, a house or some spaceships? Like, well, gee golly, sir, spaceships. Okay.
Boys, God.
Initially, this seemed reasonable, but over time, so just no spaceships for 6 months. That's it.
No spaceships for 6 months.
That's all. Initially, this seemed reasonable, but over time, I've come to view it as somewhat excessive. Despite this, I recently bought a few more spaceships. And she discovered it. Now considering leaving me for good. I thought that by nearly restoring the savings I had spent, I had made amends for my actions. I genuinely enjoy collecting spaceships in the game. She's also concerned about my credit score and other financial issues, but I'm confident I can rectify those in the coming years, given that I've already managed to recover most of our savings through extra work. I'm struggling to understand if I'm in the wrong for breaking what now seems like an arbitrary promise, or if her reaction to leave over what I consider my primary hobby is unjustified.
I'm shocked he doesn't have a railroad spike sticking out of his temple. Like, that is the most forgiving partner of all time where it's like, well, maybe I might leave.
Oh, someone blowing your down payment for a house that you guys saved together on something that isn't like also an investment. That's a that.
But
you
want to
know what
investment.
You want to know what my line is. That's one of my lines. I think.
Look, I think if there's one, I think if there's one lesson we can learn from this is you got to hide your spaceports, guys.
That's true. Do it all on Discord. Yeah. You'll never know.
Yeah. Oh God.
Look, I've done a couple in-game purchases here and there, but I'll tell you what, when I played Final Fantasy XIV and I was dating a girl at the time and we played together, there are certain mounts in-game that can carry two people. So I spent money on that because I was like, now we can play and fly together. This is insane.
There is a very reasonable amount of money that people can spend in games like this that I think is totally fine.
That was like $20.
A down payment on a house is certainly beyond what I think that number is.
Some of these spaceships in Star Citizen can take like 8 people on them.
That's so true. She is being a little selfish.
So if her and her friends wanted to join, you know, they could all play on a spaceship.
That's true. You move an hour outside the city to get better prices, or you go to Alpha Centauri so that you can all live on your ship.
Some comments here. You're the asshole. Don't make promises you can't keep. OP says, these are investments too, though, and I don't think she sees it. 130 downvotes.
I don't think
please
any
help
of us.
Us.
See it. I don't think any of us. See it.
I don't think we see it, dude.
We're listening. walk me through. Help you.
Someone said, "Of course you're the asshole." Assuming this isn't a complete lie, the money you spent on Star Citizen is gone forever, and it will never functionally contribute to your life ever again. Think of it this way: you just made yourself an indentured servant for a worthless digital spaceship. He said, "I have several spaceships, some of which have actually appreciated in value. Thanks, though." 97 downvotes. Someone said, how much we talk in there, spaceman? OP said,
$45,000.
That's such a good burn. I'm sorry.
How much we talk in
there,
spaceman?
Wait, hold on, hold on. Should we guess how much?
How much? And I don't know where they are. A down payment on a house varies.
And he's probably whatever amount he put on there, he's probably
lying. Probably so he's going to lower it.
It's probably more than this, but I would say he's probably spent, are we talking Midwest down payment prices?
I've got my answer and I can lock it in.
If he's a first time home buyer, like you're
that's what I was gonna say.
Have to be
first time home buyer program. He's gonna do the thing where he can put down less than 20%, but with a higher interest rate. He's gonna put down 10%. He lives 3 hours outside of the next biggest town in Ohio. Has dropped $28,000.
Okay.
I'm gonna guess. I mean, if he considers himself an avid collector, he's probably also looking at, I mean, he's probably so serious about this. I think he spent $60,000.
I'm going to drop mine to 22 because he got a second job and made it back within 6 months.
Oh, that's
22K.
That's true.
Okay. OP responds.
It's a prefab house.
OP responds. Now, this is what he's saying, so let's keep that in mind. OP says, I've spent at least $15,000 on spaceships now. Maybe a little more from gray market 22. TXN. So at least $15,000.
He was spending Tron on it, like the crypto. He said TXN.
Yeah, maybe a little more from gray market TXN.
I think that's Tron, which did not do well.
Oh,
well, he got rid of it.
All crypto's stupid, but still.
I mean, this is a guy who's buying digital spaceships.
That's fine. Yep. He's got a bored ape.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah, I mean, there's people that like. There's people that spend more than that on like mobile games. Like there's
right.
There's whales that spend.
But this is the thing. $10. Look, I still think it's insane. But if you're a multi millionaire spending $50,000, I'm like, yeah, you like money doesn't even process for you anymore. I'm like, that's your down payment on your house. That is so the percentage of your money that you're putting is like, I'm like, dude.
And that was earmarked for a purpose, so you know what you're losing out on.
And that's also something you got, you're going in with that with a partner.
Yeah.
Like, don't fuck with that money.
No, it's not yours. And also, like, I've played a fair amount of mobile games, and sometimes every once in a while, I'm like, you know what? I'm busy, I'm tired, I want to play this more. Yeah. I'm going to spend a little money on it. I don't know what it would take like for me to actively spend like you're saying thousands of dollars I would have to work hard to be like I'm doing this many purchases I don't know how you do that.
I certainly can't relate. No. All right, part two. Origins. update Update, this is the fleet that cost me my girlfriend. This is the original post. So now we get to see the fleet.
Oh, sick.
She's nowhere near as excited as I am about the Astera. All right, you guys want to take a look at this?
Yes, dude, it's going to look so sick.
Look at this fleet.
Whoa! Wait, he's got all those?
I would like to punch him very hard in the neck.
Yeah, but these are sick. Cool. Okay, so he's got some cargo ships here to trade, like, you know, minerals and stuff. He's also got some, like, fighters in here.
I'm going to go ahead and say that half of these look stupid as fuck. Some of these are the same. Some of these are almost exactly the same. Some of these look almost identical. Like, these two are the same. These two are the same. He has doubles.
He's got doubles. He's got doubles of that. He's got triples of that.
Well, you know, if one breaks down, you got the spare. This is all from, like, recently, so they haven't raised in price by that much.
I'm sad that this person exists.
But he bought the Astera recently,
this
so it's
is also
probably
not a game that is technically released.
Yeah.
I guess maybe he figures if and when the game actually does go gold.
What if he sucks ass at the game? What if the game like starts up
crashing
for real
him
and he's really bad at the game?
Yeah, because I don't remember if like if you lose your ship, I don't know if you get it back. Maybe you have insurance. Maybe you pay insurance.
That's what it is. Mercury keeps insuring you.
God. He has a little update on that in the comments. After a lot of begging and promises, I've convinced significant other to forgive me. I figured beforehand, since I am already in the hole, I might as well buy an Endeavor Master set as well. What's the harm? I'm hereby not allowed to buy spaceships for 6 months, and I consider it a pretty light sentence. Maybe with good behavior at work, I can be out sooner. Thanks to everyone who was respectful and offered guidance. See you in a few months, citizens.
Stop talking about it like it's jail. It's like, well, I guess I'm in for this amount of time. They got me in the pokey, and I'll be out soon on good behavior. Get fucked! You've ruined your relationship.
Okay, it's time for part three.
Oh!
All right.
Oh!
Okay.
Are we skipping forward or moving back?
Now we're finally at the end.
Bring him in.
We're at the end here. The first one was January 3rd. The original post that you just saw was from November of last year.
Yeah. Okay, really quick. What was the price of that other pack that he bought?
The Endeavor Master set.
The Endeavor Master set.
And that was after he'd already been caught.
$1,249.
Wow. So she was like, don't buy spaceships for the next 6 months. He's like, for sure.
$1,249.
There's a site called The Impound. The Endeavor Master set goes for $1,249.
All right. So
that's such like, okay, the only way I can relate to that is anytime I'm like, all right, you know what? I'm going to cut out drinking for the next month. Starting
tomorrow.
No more crime. Later. Also, like, knowing now that the first post is like, after promising and begging, she forgives me. And then the second one's like, am I an asshole for not keeping my promise? It's like, yes.
Yeah. Well, oh, my God. This is insane.
And again, this is not a game that is truly out, nor do we have any indication that that game will ever be truly released.
Look, you can buy some automatic level-up packs, an awesome outfit, and a cool mount in Final Fantasy XIV for, I think, less than a hundo.
You could be Peter Griffin in Fortnite, okay?
You could be Peter Griffin in Fortnite.
Yeah.
Like, be Peter Griffin.
You should just do that.
You can hit the Gwitty for free.
All right, part three. This is the finale.
Let's go.
This is where it ends. 31-year-old man, can I rebuild trust with my girlfriend, who's 35, after gaming addiction ruined our apartment plans? Okay.
Sorry. Want to point out real quick, it went from down payment on a house to apartment plans.
Yeah.
Please continue.
Okay. 31-year-old male facing a crisis I never expected. My girlfriend, I never expected this.
Am I an asshole for getting consequences for my actions?
I didn't see this coming. My girlfriend and I had plans to move to a better apartment, but I jeopardized our dream by spending our savings on Star Citizen, a video game. This incident has made me realize that I might be battling a gaming addiction and impulsive spending. I might be. Despite her initial forgiveness and a clear agreement to not buy more in-game items for 6 months while replenishing our savings, I failed to stick to our plan. This breach of trust led to a major argument, especially after I refused her suggestion to sell my gaming account. Consequently, she left, and we haven't spoken since. This situation has hit me hard, making me see how my gaming habit has turned from a hobby into a destructive force in my life. I'm struggling with the realization that my actions have not only damaged my relationship, but are also affecting my financial stability, as my credit score is now in jeopardy. The most painful part is recognizing how much I love her and the extent of the turmoil I'm in. I'm earnestly seeking advice on how to address my addiction and possibly salvage my relationship.
Hey, I mean, first step is admitting.
Hey, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to have a mea culpa here because, like, it was fun to make fun of him and be like, you idiot, but, like, putting it in that lens, like, he very clearly is battling a real addiction, and addiction is a real monster no matter what form it takes. That's just sad, though.
Oh, for sure. I mean, that is behavior that is clearly indicative of, like, something beyond. I think it's the nature of what he was spending the money on. Like, it usually comes in other forms, so seeing it in this way.
Yeah. But I was doing the thing that I was making fun of. I'm just like, it's gaming! Like, right. I'm guilty of it now, too. Like,
but I would say for this guy, yes, the first step is huge. If he's truly recognizing it, like, I think he needs to move away from that game. He probably can make a lot of that money back, possibly. Like, he was buying those spaceships, so maybe other people would buy them. I don't know.
I wonder,
maybe.
Though, like, if there's...
I don't know.
You could sell your account, right? People do that with WoW.
Yeah.
That's probably more what it is, because I know people, like... I think he's buying it from in-game, so I don't know if there's a direct person-to-person sale of ships in games like that, because I'm assuming if, like you said, the game is all about, like, milking as much money as you can from your player base that doesn't even exist yet right now, I doubt they would allow people to make their own market yet. I don't know, though.
I don't know,
but I think he needs to look into those possibilities. Yeah. He needs to get away from the game, and he needs to probably talk to a therapist and seek out help in whatever ways he can.
Yeah.
I think he should take those steps first before trying to salvage his relationship, because he needs to, if he's going to go to her and try to salvage that, it needs to be like, I've already taken the steps. I'm already doing this.
Yeah, talk is cheap.
But he also might have to accept that might be over. But I think regardless of that relationship, if he doesn't get this in, like, doesn't figure this out, doesn't, like, keep on track with that, he's going to end up in a bad place. Like, because it won't just be Star Citizen. He'll find something else that money will come out from, you know, like, comments here. If you believe that this is your lowest point, start making an effort to make an upward trajectory for yourself. Is this game more important than in-real-life relationships? What could you possibly spend that amount of coin on? I game, but have never spent that kind of money in-game before. I really think long and hard if I really need that new mount, etc., and usually end up with no being the answer. OP said, it's not, but I don't think I can sell yet. 228 downvotes.
Damn.
Someone said, mate, in your last posts, you were fighting in the comments about how your purchases were justified and appreciating in value, and your girlfriend's simple request to stop blowing all her and your money on them wasn't reasonable. I mean this respectfully. Get serious help for your addiction. You're in shock right now because you convinced yourself she wasn't going to leave you. Then she did. When this shock wears off, you're going to go right back to blowing any money on imaginary spaceships and justifying it to yourself and everyone around you. Get help whilst the momentum is in your favor. OP said, I am definitely in shock. My life is falling apart, I guess. 40 downvotes, but like... It's tough, you know. Those aren't the responses you're hoping for. You're hoping for him to respond and be like, "I totally hear you. I need to get help." Yeah. You're right. Like, but he's still resistant, and that is unfortunate.
It is. With any addiction, you do have to hit your rock bottom, and I love that the first person didn't use that exact verbiage, but they were like, "If you feel like this is your lowest point," because sometimes, like, unfortunately, when you're that direct with someone, they're not ready to hear it, and I just hope this person gets help. It's so sad.
Yeah, it's tough. Well, these have been a lot of crazy stories.
Yeah, gamers are taking L's lately.
Yeah. I'm glad we got the first two nice ones out of the way.
Yeah, yeah.
We're like, I'm ready to grow.
Oh,
and
gosh.
They're like,
time to burn it all down.
These are some sad stories,
sad ones,
y'all.
Some, yeah. I gotta say, you know, as far as my favorite comments, despite the nature of the story, how much we talk in there, spaceman,
is yeah.
extremely
yeah. so funny.
That's extremely funny.
I think yeah. when like an insult is better than anything you could have said that with like curse words, like
yeah.
calling someone
yeah.
spaceman is just like, like just psychic damage, roll 10d8.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh God.
Oh. Yeah. Well, thank you guys for joining me. This okay. has been a wild ride.
Thanks for playing co-op.
Yeah, dude. Hey. Hell yeah.
What do you say we go let's go play Star Citizen. Let's buy some chips.
Let's go play Star Citizen.
I think I know an account that's available.
Oh. Yep.
Ooh.
I think we can buy some somewhere.
Use some of that YouTube money.
Oh.
Getting that Endeavor Master set after this.
Give the Endeavor Master set.
Hey. No.
What?
No. No, I'm gonna go play Zelda.
I'm probably going to go play a nice indie game.
I'll probably re-download Civ and lose my life to it again.
Hell yeah. All right.
New games video. Can I beat Ian bad enough in Civ that he never wants to play again?
Ooh, that should be a games video.
Ooh, I've never played a
human. That's a good idea you had.
Did you say, no, wait, I thought you meant in real life. I thought you said.
Please leave it in. That's funny as fuck.
I thought you said like you were just gonna go after this and like. Do it.
No, I said. Oh, that's a good games video.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, sure. Do you guys want to see a 24-hour long games video?
For charity,
we could cut it down. I don't know. I'd want to see it.
I'd be open.
I think it'd be great.
You're on the spot now. Like, what if we did this for 24 hours for charity? Wouldn't you like that?
I'll do it.
All right. Thank you guys for watching. Thank you both for being here.
Later, gamers.
And let us know what other types of themes and subreddits you want to see on the show. And we'll see you next Saturday. Goodbye.
Happy birthday if it's your birthday.
Bye.